Yael, did you know that there are huge hidden lakes beneath the Antarctic ice sheets?
No, Don, but that's cool. How many are there?
Hundreds, at least. Scientists are still trying to figure out the number and how big and deep they are. But some, like Lake Vostok, are larger than the state of Connecticut, making Lake Vostok the largest known lake in the world.
Wow. So why are scientists so interested in these lakes?
For a bunch of reasons. For one thing, they've been buried under miles of ice for millions of years and had no contact with the outside world. So the lakes could contain life forms we've never seen before.
Which could give scientists a clue as to what kinds of life might exist in the polar regions of other planets.
Exactly. And the other cool thing is that scientists are learning how the lakes help shape the ice sheets. See, there are these things called ice streams. They're like solid rivers within ice sheets that move ice and meltwater from the interior of Antarctica and dump them in the ocean. And scientists have found evidence that subglacial lakes act as a sort of lubricant for ice streams. So the lakes have an effect on sea level because the more ice that flows into the ocean and melts, the higher the sea level.
I see. So the more scientists know about the lakes, the better sense they'll have about what's happening in the Antarctic.
Yep. And given the effects of global warming, the more we know, the better.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Christopher Schumann at the University of Maryland. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcast, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.